Neil.
I got a little, excuse me, confused when you were talking about the part where he was saying that these types of thoughts are not to be feared, if that's the right wording.
Yeah, that's with the wholesome thoughts. The thoughts of renunciation, of non-ill will, of non-cruelty, as opposed to the thoughts of sensual desire, ill will, cruelty. These obstruct wisdom. They cause difficulty. Lead away from nibbana. These are problematic. And in the looking at these, recognizing, okay, these don't lead to my affliction or others' affliction or both, and they're, when I do think about it, think them, it's not something to be feared. And I think that's important, because so often in meditation and in practice, we think the goal is to stop all of our thinking. If I didn't think, then I would be peaceful. But in trying to stop thinking, there's incredible tension that's created in the mind. Whereas if one cultivates these wholesome thoughts, the very nature, and like in that list of, say, the kusala and the akusala, part of the, say, the intrinsic psychological nature of a wholesome, of kusala, wholesome thought, is it's happy, it's healthy, and part of happy and healthy is peaceful.
And that was very helpful, thank you, to clarify, because at first my thought was, well, why would I even think these would be harmful?
Yeah.
But, all right, but so now I think, but then you went on to say something, and I wasn't sure if it was from the sutta or your own interpretation. You said something about that those thoughts might make you, and correct me, excuse me if I get the word wrong, it might make you a little tired or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's the Buddha. Saying that, he said, I see nothing to fear from it, but with excessive thinking and pondering, I might tire my body. And when the body is tired, the mind becomes strained. And when the mind is strained, it is far from concentration. That's right. Too much of a good thing.